The Your Safe Space podcast is recorded on Wurundjeri land. This podcast acknowledges the traditional owners and custodians of the land. Always was, always will be Aboriginal land. Welcome back to the Your Safe Space podcast hosted by me, Adele Marie. This podcast, just like the title says, is made for you where you can spill the tea, confess your secrets, or get some big sister advice. Today on the show, we have an Am I the Asshole that involves an Uber Eats delivery and what to do when you find out your boyfriend is in the DMs of an influencer. Let's get into the show. Hello, happy Thursday, you guys. I am so stoked to be back in the studio today. I don't know if you can feel it in my voice, but I am in holiday mode still. I am on island time. I literally got off the plane yesterday, back in the studio today, and I'll give you more of an update on that on Sunday's show. I don't want to talk too much about it right now, but my goodness, I am feeling good. I'm feeling so refreshed and really ready to record today, and I'm so happy to be back in your ears. Thank you for coming back. I love you so much. I've also got my bestie, Suze, on the way. She's going to do Sunday's episode with me, so I can't wait for you guys to hear that. But before we get into the tea and today's drama, I actually have a follow-up, and I really wanted to put it in because I love when I get follow-ups. These are usually quite rare, and if anyone's listening and you've submitted a confession or a question in the past and you have your own follow-up, please resubmit. Like, you can submit a follow-up. I'm happy to read it out on air as well if you want to give the rest of the listeners an update too. But for those who don't remember, it is from the episode, Should I Move Back Home? And in this episode, there was a confession, and it was our first ever Am I the Asshole? Now, I personally love the Am I the Assholes, because usually I always think if you're asking, then yeah, you probably are the asshole, but sometimes you're not the asshole. And I didn't think this listener was the asshole. To give you a quick recap, the listener had gone away with her friend Emma, and the listener had gone through a divorce. She was having like a rough patch of her life. She went away with her kids. Emma was meant to like help with the kids, was also meant to pay her way on the trip, but she didn't. The listener spent, I think, $1,200. This is just me remembering off the top of my head. And I think Emma gave her only $70. So she had asked, am I the asshole for expecting more from my friend? Because that wasn't really fair. Anyway, she's written in. So let's hear what she has to say. Hi Adele, I'm the one who asked, am I the asshole? And I thought that I would give you an update and some extra context. Thank you so much for doing this. Honestly, I can hug you guys when you do this. It was discussed beforehand that Emma and I would split the cost of everything apart from what my children ate. Emma made no effort to pay for anything, unfortunately, and I definitely could have spoken up while we were away, but I was anxious that it would start an argument and I didn't want that to happen around my kids. And since this holiday has happened, we actually no longer talk. I realize that we are at different times in our lives and our values and morals no longer align with each other. I do truly wish her the best and forever will be grateful for everything she did for myself and my kids, but we have gone our separate ways. And truly, I'm glad, firstly, that you resubmitted this, and I can't say that I am surprised by this update. If I was in your shoes, just like I said in that episode, I would have been bothered by it. I did say in the episode, I don't know if you had spoken about it and there was some missing context. So thank you for clarifying that for us. And I'm also sad for you that the friendship has ended, but I stand by this and I will say it every time when a friend leaves your life or a friend disappoints you and you can't see the resolution and you can't move past it. Yes, that is really sad. And yes, it is difficult to process. Friendship breakups fucking suck. But there is great power in stepping away from things that are no longer serving you and knowing when to call something off. Because what that then does is make space for better friends and better people to come into your life. So I'm sending you a big hug. Thank you for the update. We hope you're doing well. And if you guys have any of your own confessions or your own follow-ups, like I said, please send them through. But are we ready to get into today's tea? All right, so in honor of having the Am I the Asshole update, I have chosen another Am I the Asshole. I will say this one is epic and it's such a great story and I'm so happy that this listener wrote it in. And if you have your own Am I the Asshole, feel free to submit that too. Adele, today I did something and I need your thoughts. I wasn't expecting any deliveries today and so when my dog was barking at the door, I was curious who was there and checked the security camera. A minute prior to my dog barking, a confused delivery person was walking across the road and then to my house where they left an Uber Eats delivery. I opened the door and I found a Macca's delivery. The delivery person had already left, so I couldn't reject the delivery and I took it inside. I hadn't had my breakfast yet and I was starving. Fuck it, I thought. I opened the bag and I found 2 McMuffins, a hash brown, fries, 2 drinks and 10 nuggets with sauce. All of my favorites, to be honest. I ate the sausage and egg McMuffin and I gave my dog some fries. The entire time I was so paranoid the driver would come back for the food. Here's the thing. I knew who the order belonged to. It wasn't me. It was for the house on the street over. For some reason, we always get their deliveries, despite their address being Unit X and we are a standalone house. For some reason, the delivery drivers are directed to our address one entire block over. For some further context, I have received so many deliveries from them before over the last 18 months. I'm talking baby food, HelloFresh meal kits, Amazon deliveries. And every single time we receive their parcels, I have walked over to their unit and dropped them off, leaving a note to let them know that their delivery was sent to us by mistake and to consider throwing the food out because it had been on my porch all day long. When I kept getting more deliveries for them, I continued to leave notes telling them to consider leaving more specific delivery instructions on their online orders because obviously the drivers are struggling. I even went as far as contacting the baby food company to tell them that their couriers kept delivering to the wrong address. I had intercepted the meal kit delivery drivers multiple times and told them that they had the wrong address and redirected them. What more can I do? To make it even more frustrating, our street names don't sound or look similar. I'm not sure why these delivery drivers are struggling. So today, when the Uber Eats arrived, I thought, fuck it, I'm eating this person's Macca's. How else will they, the delivery driver and the person who placed the order, learn? When I bought the Macca's bag inside, I gave it 5 minutes and then I recall what you said. You said you don't reheat Macca's and so I ate it. Am I the asshole? And can I just say, your storytelling is elite. 10 out of 10. I want to give you an Emmy for that because what a journey. In the first half you had me, I was like, did you just order your own Uber Eats? Like, what is so wrong about this? Or when you said you found the Macca's delivery, I'm thinking, okay, maybe you have eaten someone else's. And then I'm like, that's kind of mean. If you're eating someone else's Uber Eats, I think that deserves jail time because I would be burning if somebody else got my Uber Eats and fucking ate it. That's the worst feeling when you order Uber Eats and you've been looking forward to it. And then you get a text saying your delivery is here. And then you go there and it's not there. I've had this happen to me a couple of times when I've been staying at hotels in Sydney where I've gone to get Uber Eats or I've ordered something. And then they tell me it's arrived and it's not there. And I know someone else has it or they've dropped it somewhere else. But I am actually going to cut you a little bit of slack here. And I don't know if I'm going to get in trouble for saying what I'm going to say, but I think you have gone over and above. In fact, you've probably done way more than what I would do in that situation. The fact you contacted the baby food company, I mean, be for real, that is so much effort. And at the end of the day, I think, what else could you have done? And the other reason I'm saying you're not the asshole, and I don't think it's a bad thing that you ate this person's Macca's, but they can lodge a little complaint on Uber Eats and get a refund. So I think, you know what? Your McDonald's delivery was maybe your reward for trying to fix the delivery driver's mess ups in all the other times, you know? Anyway, I really love this one. It was super lighthearted and a little bit of a change of pace from what we usually have. And you gave me the best giggle when I read it. And I'm so happy I got to read it out on air. And I'm curious to hear from the listeners. Would you guys have done the same thing? If you were this listener, firstly, would you go to that much effort to let them know that like they keep fucking up the address? Secondly, have you taken someone's Uber Eats knowingly? Would you have taken it in this instance? And have you ever had someone take yours? I'm going to put up some polls on the Instagram story and I'll put up an episode thread in the Facebook group. Please come and leave your thoughts. For the record, I still stand by my comments. You should never reheat your Macca's. You need to eat it fresh. So I'm glad this listener did. And yeah, I'm really curious to see what you guys think as well. All right, guys, before I get into our question of the show, I just want to remind you that I am not a qualified professional. Of course, we do get deep and have a little bit of a D&M here on the show, but I'm just giving you my big sister tips and tricks and sharing my hot take. This show and episode is not ever intended to be a replacement for professional mental health help. And if you do need that, please check the show notes. All right, our question of the week is this. Hi, Adele. I found out last night that my boyfriend has been messaging an influencer and their messages were quite flirty back and forth. My boyfriend even told this influencer that he helped his little sister for days to get Eras Tour tickets when it was me that he had helped all along. So he was not going to say that he had a girlfriend, and I feel like his intentions were bad. He was sending her kisses, and reading the whole convo made me feel so sick. He kept saying to me that it was just a joke and that he wasn't going to continue messaging her, but I think that he's only saying that to me because he got caught. I need to know if you think this is cheating or not, and if you think it's a sackable offense. We've been together for almost a year now, and I am just so hurt and don't know what to do. Please help me. And Queen, I just want to give you a hug. This would be really hard. I'm so sorry. I hope that you're okay. And I mean, reading that, I can see that you're not, because you are quite hurt and you do feel confused and you do feel a little bit lost. And I think that is also very normal and very valid. I have a lot of thoughts and I'm going to run them. I'm going to run you through it from top to bottom. Okay. I need to know how the conversation started, and I need to know what they were even talking about and how it went from like Eras Tour to kisses and what else he said. I'm going to trust you, and I'm going to trust that it is bad enough because you feel hurt. I definitely don't love that he was in her DMs. I think it's a bit gross, quite frankly. Low key, I also want to know who the influencer is. And I know that's so bad and you don't have to tell me. I love that you also didn't tell me. I always say keep it anonymous. But I'm shocked that she's even replying to him. And I'm thinking to myself, she might be a micro influencer that maybe doesn't have a large community, because if you have a large community on Instagram, you usually will get flooded with DMs. And speaking like from experience, like for example, my following is largely women. And I personally rarely have boys in my DMs, which is the way that I like it. Usually my DMs, and these are DMs that I struggle to reply to, are ones like, do you have a code for Elite 11? What nails do you get? Are they acrylics or are you doing Biab? And I'm like, no, it's gel extensions. And it's like, where did you get this dress from? What's your code for this store? And what podcast episode was this where you spoke about that? Like, they're the DMs that I get, and they're the ones that I even struggle to keep on top of. So I'm thinking, if there's a boy in my DMs and they were in a relationship, I definitely would not be replying. If there's a boy in my DMs, I'm not replying anyway because I'm dating somebody at the moment. But yeah, I'm just finding that so bizarre on her behalf. Like, it's not making much sense to me at all. So in my mind, I'm like, maybe she's a micro influencer or a smaller scale influencer who can see these DMs and who can reply. And maybe she did it, and I'm trying to cut her some slack, because at the end of the day, she technically doesn't owe anyone anything, especially if it's like your boyfriend in her DMs. He's the one in the wrong. He's done the wrong thing. The influencer maybe thought it was harmless, especially if he's not made any mention of having a girlfriend. And I don't know what his profile looks like, but if he was on private and she couldn't tell from like going on there that he had a girlfriend, maybe she thought it was innocent. And I do want to give the influencer the benefit of the doubt and think that maybe she was like being harmless and nice about it. I don't know. Anyway, less about her, more about your boyfriend, because I think he is the one who's in my bad books. And he's in my bad books for lying about the fact that he said he was helping his sister get the Eras Tour tickets. What the fuck? I'm sorry. That's ridiculous and quite hurtful and quite deceptive. Again, I would love to know more of what he said and more of the messages, but I'm trusting in the fact that you said that it made you feel sick. But the lying for me, and the lying about like you existing and pretending that it was a sister instead of his girlfriend or partner, that would hurt me, and that would be what would bother me almost more. And I know that kind of sounds warped. I wouldn't like it if the guy that I'm dating or my boyfriend of a year was in somebody else's DMs. Like, I don't think it matters if it's an influencer that he never has a chance with, or if it's like Sally from Woolworths who serves him every day down at his local Woolies. I wouldn't want him DMing her. I think that is disrespectful. I think that would be crossing a boundary, especially if the messages were flirty. But I could maybe almost slightly forgive it. Let me get to it in a second. Sorry, I'm going off on a tangent. The lying, I think you have every right to be hurt. I think you have every right to be confused. I think you have every right to be weighing up the relationship. Can I also add sackable offense? I have not heard anybody say that for the longest time. It killed me reading that. I'm going to steal it and I'm going to be using it in my vocabulary moving forward. Now, I don't necessarily want to tell you what to do. I want to hold space for you to figure out what to do. I am also not going to really crucify your partner too heavily, even though it maybe already sounds like I have. And I'm not siding with him or giving him the benefit of the doubt, because I think in this dynamic, he was the one who owed you loyalty. He was the one who owed you trust. He was the person in a relationship. He should have known better. He also has a duty of care to protect you and to protect your relationship. And that behavior is not aligned with protecting it. It doesn't take you into account. It really just shows like no regard for you or your relationship. I also have to say, I really dislike how he said it was a joke, because where is the accountability? Where is the taking responsibility? Where is the owning up? Where is acknowledging how hurt you are? I personally think this is micro cheating. We have spoken about micro cheating on this podcast a few times, but I think if there's anything that you're having to hide from your partner or going behind your partner's back, like that is just where there's smoke, there's fire. That's like shady as shit behavior. And that energy is just not right. Like, why are you DMing a random girl when you have a girlfriend, please? As for, is it a sackable offense? If you want it to be a sackable offense, it absolutely can be one. As I said, I'm not going to tell you what to do, but if this was me, this is what I would do. Okay, so take with it what you need and take with it what you will. If my partner had done this and he was saying to me, oh, it was just a joke, Adele. I'm not going to do it anymore. It's just a joke. Like, get over it. And not taking my pain seriously or not taking his actions seriously, to me, that's sackable. If he has no accountability, no awareness, no empathy for how I'm feeling, that to me is a bigger red flag than the actual DM itself. That to me says my partner doesn't give a fuck about me and I don't want that. That is painful and that is more than enough of a reason to call it if you want to. On the other hand, I wouldn't think it's a sackable offense if my partner took accountability, if my partner owned up, if my partner apologized, and if my partner then changed his behavior and did whatever he could to start to earn my trust back. Because the thing is, your trust now has been fractured and you said that like you doubt his intentions just based on the messages and you're still feeling hurt, still feeling confused about what to do. And that's because he hasn't given you any reassurance. He hasn't tried to repair it. He hasn't taken accountability, hasn't taken responsibility, and he hasn't changed his behavior to try and make it right. And that for me is more of alarm bells than the DM in the first place. Now, I'm not going to come on here and just be like, dump him, dump him, dump him, because you have been together for a while. But I also need you to recognize and discern if he is giving you the energy that you want and if his values are actually aligned with you and what you want for your future. Because yes, you've been together for a while and again, I don't know any other context about your relationship. I don't know if like this is the first mistake he's made and the rest of the relationship has been amazing. I don't know if you're like 95% compatible and then he's just gone and done this one dumb thing. And so if that is the case and you are building something special and the rest of the relationship has strong like signs or is like flourishing in its own way, then it could definitely be worthwhile trying to stick it out and trying to forgive and trying to repair. But only if he's willing to come to the party. Like both of you need to be on the same page. And right now he's giving me that he's not on the same page. And so before you have this convo with him, I need you to ask yourself what you want. Ask yourself what you want from a partner, what you want in your future from him, and see if that's what he's giving you or see if there's a mismatch in alignment there. And then ask yourself what behavior from him would build your trust back up. What do you need him to do to make you feel better about this? What do you need to do to be able to forgive him? What does he need to do so that you can do that? And then hopefully he can step up and come to the party and get on board and show up for you and show up for your relationship. If he does do that and he starts to show those signs, I think it also means a conscious effort to move forward and actually forgive him and really try to make that pact as a couple and almost have it like a line in the sand, like, yep, you betrayed my trust here, but we're going to move forward. I'm not going to keep bringing it up. I'm not going to keep saying, well, you did this, and then continue to have doubts moving forward. And that's why it's so important that he does try to start doing things that help you build that trust back again. It's a team effort, and it really does take you both consciously putting in the work. I hope that if you can come to the party, you can make that conscious effort together and hopefully truly move forward. But again, at the end of the day, if he's been a dick about it and he's not being accountable and he's not on the same page and he's laughing it off, you're well within your right to sack him. Yeah, it's hard. It's not black and white, right? Because I also love humans. Humans are fatally flawed. We are not perfect. We're never going to be perfect. I never want to hold anyone to like a perfect account. I'm not a perfect human myself. I've also fucked up and made many mistakes in my lifetime too. But can that be the lesson that he learns and can he do better? Or is he not learning any lessons and is he just going to keep doing this behavior down the track because he doesn't realize it hurts you and he doesn't think it's wrong? Do you know what I mean? So I think there is some thinking and there is some deep diving and unpacking that you need to do. Good luck with that. Let me know how you go. If you guys want to weigh in on what this listener should do, come join the Facebook group. I'll put up a post there. I'll also put up some stories over on the Instagram and I'll get your take on that too. All right, guys, I think I can leave the episode here. This is short, sharp, and juicy. I think Suzanne is on her way into the studio any moment, so I'm very keen to get her on. And please go and listen to Sunday's episode. When I tell you I had the most life-changing holiday, I'm not being dramatic. It was so special and amazing and I'm truly so grateful and I can't wait to talk about it so I can stop being a little bit sad because I'm so sad that it's over, but I'm so grateful that it happened. Anyway, I love you guys. Thank you so much for listening. Please tag me on your stories when you are listening. I love seeing where you listen from, whether it's at the gym, on a walk, doing your errands, in the car. Tag me, tag your Safe Space Pod, tag at Adele Marie, and then give us a rating on Spotify or on Apple. I see those of you who have. Thank you so much for doing that. And if you haven't and you love this potty, please go and do that. Please refer it to a friend. Word of mouth helps this podcast more than you know. And I would love to keep growing it and get new listeners to join our community. All right, I will see you guys very soon. Join our Instagram, our Facebook, follow us on TikTok, and yeah, look after yourselves and look after each other. I'll see you on Sunday. Bye, guys. This podcast was recorded on Wurundjeri land, hosted by me, Adele Marie. Your Safe Space is a part of the Amplify Podcast Network.